Well, hello everyone. This is Kenji. I'm here, and I hope you are here too to help co-create this wonderful super new moon activation event. So we hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world. Today's theme, Keys to Your Kingdom, Unveiling Your Inner Resources. So, February, apparently, is a very special time for manifesting. The energetics are very open for everyone to begin to truly, truly manifest and create according to their soul blueprint and destiny. So the super full moon being a real big magnification of the new moon energies, which is always a wonderful time to start new beginnings and projects and new levels of awareness and manifestation. So this month and this new moon will help you and enhance you to create and receive specifically, but not limited to, money, abundance, and prosperity. Our beautiful moon energy is holding that sacred space for you to come into your power around money, finances, business endeavors, relationships, etc. So we want to ask you a query. A query being a higher level of a question. So here's the query, here's the question. So what has been holding you back from being successful in your money creation? So it'll be good for you to place your palms upwards to receive and then make sure your feet are grounding with the earth and that your spine is comfortable. So really feel this query out. What has been holding you back from being successful? Now, just let the thoughts come from your mind. You can jot them down if you want. We want you to become aware of what is holding you back. And why are you struggling with drawing to you that which you believe and feel you deserve? Just let the feelings and emotions come. You know, they could be coming from early childhood. They could be coming from a conversation you had with your parents when you were young, or conversations with your spouse in your first marriage, or when you first started school, perhaps conversations with your instructors. Why, here's another query, why are you in debt? Specifically referring to money debt of any kind, whether it's a mortgage, credit cards, loans. Why are you not overflowing in abundance? And why are you struggling with the basics of life? You know, paying your bills, etc. Now, let these queries settle into your body. So we're going to ask another query. Is it time to end the struggle of existence and to come into your own power within this apparent realm of duality and opposites. Okay, you might want to write down some notes here. You may be getting some insights and revelations, epiphanies. So we're going to ask you, were you meant to struggle on this planet? Was that your plan before you came here? Did you have any idea from that soul level of the hardships and the conflicts that you would encounter in this lifetime? Did you have any idea of how you would be relating to your parents growing up? Now, some of you may be very, very, successful in many areas. So this activation will enhance where you're already at and help move you to the next level of creation. And I am sure that you are desiring more of an environment where you feel supported and loved and acknowledged and cared for as a basic human need or a basic need of the human body, not from a soul level. Did you have any idea that it would be this dense and that society and culture would be in this place where it is today? And did you have any idea that at some point in your life you would become very sensitive to the energies on the planet and in your neighborhood and environment? Did you have any idea that humanity would be going through this great chaotic change of stretching from density to more of an enlightened atmosphere? So keep breathing. So the moon energies are going to help you. It's going to help us all to feel more loved and supported, especially in the realms of the unconscious. Because really the work is about the unconscious. And it's about coming to terms with that which has been hidden. Now, we want you to breathe into a place or you're not going to feel any kind of judgment from anybody or anything. You can do that. Just take a breath and begin to move into that place of feeling absolutely supported. No matter where you're at. We're also going to ask you another query. This is all tied in, as you can see here. So, are you struggling because your parents struggled? And are you attempting to do it the way that your parents did it? You know, making it through life. If you were to become aware of the conditioning that you accepted as part of growing up in this culture, what would you realize? Are you thinking the way that your parents think? Do you feel the way that your parents felt? Do you manifest the way that your parents manifested? Now, some of you rebelled and did the opposite. But see, that's still kind of a reaction. So I guess what we're asking is, what kind of reactionary patterns are you feeling right now that aren't working? Because when we do anything from reaction, it just produces more reaction rather than a response from creation. And we want to get into this response place to where the universe responds to our intentions and our desires. Why is it that you're unable to really manifest or do your calling, what brings you bliss? So you might begin to feel and sense now the reasons for that. They may be true, they may not be true. Now, who's flying your light ship? Is it you, the soul, or is it your ego personality? Who's the driving force in your life? Who makes the decisions in your life? Is it your logic? Is it your intuition? Or is it something else? Take a deep breath. We're going to be preparing here for the activation. That's going to be in about 2 minutes or so. So again, make yourself comfortable. Invite people in your household to receive. For when two or more are gathered, it becomes very strong and powerful. So as always, you're going to invite your pets to hang out here in this space. So again, we want you to feel and think about the struggle. And who taught you that life is a struggle, that it has to be hard, that it has to be difficult, that it has to be blood, sweat, and tears, and that you really got to work hard for your money or things that you'll need in this world, including enlightenment and spiritual awareness and all that. Do you have some kind of covenant and vow that this life is going to be hard? That suffering is good? That suffering is noble? That it proves that you're a man and a woman? It proves your worth? So in this activation, we're going to collectively begin to move out of this old culture, the old ways of doing everything, and into the realm of the quantum, into a space and a place where you can begin to instinctively, naturally, innately begin to move and have your being in a way that works for you rather than opposes you. So we're going to move from struggle to non-struggle or ease and joy. Okay, so the posture here for the protocol is again, body in a comfortable place. And make sure that you turn off anything of technology that might interfere with your silence and going within. And please don't listen to this while you are driving your car. And make sure you drink at least 4 ounces of water after deactivation. And for those of you that like to spend a lot of physical time in this activated state, so we'll begin to call you back. If you want to stay in that other place, feel free to do so. Come back in your own time. Just make sure that you ground or are very grounded when you get up physically to go do the rest of your day. Okay, make sure your palms are facing upwards as if you are embracing the moon. And really the spiritual energies that our moon represents. Okay, again, we're going to use the power of the breath to connect. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So take a long, deep breath in through the nose, directed into the belly, then up into the lungs and diaphragm, and then up into the brain through the pineal, which is a gateway into the brain. And it's going to activate the hypothalamus, thalamus, medulla, amygdala, all those wonderful sacred brain centers. And then you're going to slowly exhale out the mouth and feel the exhalation moving down the spine. And you're going to begin to exhale and let go all of the old emotional energy around survival, the base chakra stuff, you know, the pelvic area stuff, the low back stuff. You don't have to know what it is. Just begin to release it so that you can create some more space inside of you. So let's do this 14 times. You're going to breathe in divine light. You're going to breathe in the power of change. You're going to breathe in the power of transformation. You're going to breathe in the super new moon energies. So a very slow, long in-breath and an even longer out-breath. Relaxing your forehead, your eye muscles, your tongue, your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your leg muscles. Relaxing your forearms. We're going to begin to slow down brain wave activity. You can breathe in a nice, beautiful cobalt blue. Slow, deep breath in. Activating the brain. Balancing the brain, calming the brain. Beginning to feel peace. Slowly exhaling. Just let go of stuff. the worries, the concerns. Okay, you know, as you do this, you're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Disengaging from your intellect. Putting your ego in the bowl for the moment. Now we're going to invoke from creation all those beings that live within the oneness, that exemplify clear and perfect channel for the power of inner peace, eternal peace, self-empowerment, I am that I am that I am. We're going to ask these beings to create a beautiful circle or spiral of divine light for you, for your body, for your soul, for your home, your environment, your workplace, your automobile, your pets. These are beings that represent unconditional love, living one vibrational energy. These are the peace beings of creation. Now we're going to call forth your permanent council of light beings, your guardian angel, angels, your master guide, mentor, teacher on the inner planes. We're going to call forth your soul group. And we're going to ask your ancestors and your family members and pets to begin to receive in their own way, according to their ability to receive and trust. Now, step away from the body. Move your awareness into your light body, your soul body. And you're going to begin to know and see and feel and even hear those elements, those levels of conditioning, imprinting that are of the old school of thought that are no longer working for you, that actually are sabotaging your efforts. And we want you to simply observe this energy. This is, and you can actually feel it. It feels heavy, it feels old, it feels dense. And you may even begin to sense those people in a relationship to this old energy that have been in your life since early on. The moon is helping your unconscious to come forward. He's going to bring all of these elements, all this vibration, these frequencies, this energy up into the light of that which you are. Going to bring the struggle and the reactive patterns, the emotions and the beliefs, the thoughts, up into the light. Be aware again of this circle of light of beings. We'll call them the peace beings. Begin to uplift whatever you're ready to change and shift in your life. The pain, the stress, the worry, the anger, the sadness, the loneliness, the frustration, the unconsciousness within the struggle. Take up into the light all the whys and the I can'ts and I'm supposed to's and all the shoulds and all the don'ts. Now begin to receive unconsciously the wisdom now of these experiences. Wherever you're stuck in the body, because you are not the body, begin to open up those areas in the body that still feel stuck. And remember, you are viewing this from a vast perspective, from the oversoul level. Remembering that you are not your experiences, you are not your emotions, you're not your lack of. Now, these historical patterns can go back generations and generations and generations, lifetimes upon lifetimes, eons of time, decades, centuries. They can go back to the very first time humanity, as we know it, began to be solidified in a particular way of thinking, which now is no longer relevant. It won't work. Go deep. Just let your awareness go very deep. Now you're going to see and feel and sense what appears to be the equivalent of a huge shaft of light. So we ask you now to move your awareness into this shaft of shimmering light. It's light not of this world. Let your awareness begin to be bathed symbolically within this shaft of light the shimmering lights. And your body's going to feel this now, the effects. So you just talk to your body from where you're at and just say, all is good, all is well, just keep receiving. Are you going to see from this grander perspective your physical body and your auric field? This is referring to the emanations of your body. So this auric field is very changeable. It is not something permanent. And you're going to tell the body now to begin to receive the vibrations from the shaft of light into its auric field, into the brain too. It's going to begin to cause a shift in the brain, also in the heart center. Going to cause a reawakening of your DNA. It's going to create a huge shift in your emotional body and in your mental body, as well as your etheric physical body. Have the body take a slow, deep breath. Okay, we're going to do a symbolic visualization here. So you're going to ask your physical body through the brain to show you energetically all the areas of the body that have not been able to embody and receive the soul energies from your higher self. And they may show up as little darkened areas or gray areas or something that will give you the knowing that, oh, this part here has not ever received the light fully. So you're going to view your body from this greater perspective, and we're going to give you a few earth minutes to really tap in and to observe. Now, the same token, you're going to ask your body to show the areas of the body. You can ask your brain to show you the areas in the body where the body has received and is beginning to embrace that divine light from the soul. Now we're going to shift a bit here and still from that grander perspective of the overview. I'm going to ask you now to sense and perceive all those people and or beings that are connected to you that manifest a lack consciousness, a survival consciousness, beliefs of the old paradigm, the old culture, the old school of thought. And you're going to see the effects of that relationship upon your ability and or inability to manifest the keys to your kingdom. We're going to ask you to begin to dissolve or to disengage all energetic corded relationships that are no longer serving you. In other words, those that are holding you back, holding you down, and this could be also from your end, those that are being held down or held back because of your energetic cordings to them. So as you are ready, begin to dissolve those connections in that way so that all can be freer. Now, if there's anybody in your personal space that doesn't belong there, kick them out. So as you do this, you're going to begin to fill up your space with your own power and your own presence. So we're going to call forth this level here so that you can finally see this level of where you gave your power away. Where you gave away the keys to your kingdom, person, place, or thing, or event. We're going to give you a few earth minutes in silence to really tap into this now. Can you now have the body take a slow, deep breath? And so, from that place within the quantum, you're going to call forth a deeper connection with these peace beings. And to invite them into your daily life as needed for guidance or for feedback, for loving support. Now, from this place within the quantum, you're going to show the body how to ground its feet to the core of the earth. Just send your brain a visual, an image of really, really good grounding, centering focus where you are connected with the earth, but not of it. In a matter of speaking, and you're going to show the body that the area of the crown of the head is connected to the realms of heaven. Now we ask you to deeply connect from this quantum space to connect deeper with your Council of Light. with your guardian angels, with your inner child, with your soul group, and your home realm. Now, you can create and invoke an intention of having your home realm here on Earth through your physical body. And this will help you not to feel so alone in those times of great challenge. We're going to do one more perspective here. So staying in the realm of the quantum. And you're going to view your body and the energy field and your chakra system connected to your body and everything else. And we're going to ask you to view from a knowing perspective, from a knowing perception, of where and how you have taken on the suffering of the world, the church, the family, and all the rest. And actually see how it has affected your health and your physical body, where it has affected your brain health, and how it has affected the degree to which you are a clear and perfect channel for your own soul. We'll give you a few minutes to really tap into this. Now we're going to begin to slowly refocus back into the physical realm. And you're going to bring with you the frequencies of divine balance and harmony within all things. You're going to begin to anchor automatically the frequency of eternal peace for your body, for your emotional body, your mental body, your pain body, your etheric physical body. Now, as you begin to come back to the physical body, you're going to hold the intention that you are the director of your life. You are the CEO and founder of your life. That you are the master of your own life and your body and your life experiences. That you and Prime Source are one and the same. going to begin to bring back into the body your sense of purpose and destiny. Going to begin to bring back your will to live, to truly live. In the joy of being, the joy of living within the realms of abundance, prosperity, nurturing support, sacred space. And as you come back to the physical body, you're going to carry this intention of divine balance and harmony for all parts of your body, mind, and emotions. And that no thing can hold you back any longer. That you are the visionary of your life. That you are the master that you are. And that you are choosing fully to allow no experiences to affect you in a way that would bring you down. So you are choosing to see all experiences as strength, as good, as all positive. Now, know and see your true self as being above all problems and issues in your life. That you move and live and have your being in the reality of spirit. And that you're choosing now to move beyond all illusions of pain and suffering and lack, and to know the goodness that you are, to know the light that you are, to know the power that you are, no matter what. And that you choose to stay in humbleness and balance within all aspects of self. And that you choose to see the light of Prime Source in everyone and everything, no matter what. And that you are now choosing to stand up for yourself. To stand in your own truth, your own knowing. Okay, so begin to come fully back to the physical realm, to where your physical body is. Again, we're going to ask the body to really ground deep into the core of the earth. To feel the presence of the earth angels and earth masters and the power of Gaia, the power of the divine feminine, Okay, breathe deeply now through the body. Breathe all the way through the body. Not as the body, but the body as a channel for you. The indescribable, invisible spirit of creativity and consciousness called your presence. Breathe deeply the presence. Now, let the presence settle in. And when you awaken, choose to see life differently, open-ended, totally supportive of you. And as you give the gift of sight to others, you will begin to be seen by others for that which you truly are. So we're going to leave you with that thought of as you give the gift of sight to others, you will be seen by others. And as you give the hand of love to others, they in return will give a hand of love to you. We thank the masters and the angels for being present. We thank your soul group, your home realm. We thank all the peace beings, the councils, the brotherhoods. So breathe deeply the peace and give yourself plenty of time to integrate and know that you are loved and cherished beyond your wildest imaginations. And that you came here to know the truth, and so you shall know the truth. Have fun, be happy, take nothing seriously. Remember to laugh and hug and cry and smile. And as you go forth into the world, know that you are blessed and loved. Namaste.